My name is Omikawa, and I'll be talking about the second quarter business situation. But there was mention about IoT, and it must be mentioned that 2 years ago, I became the general manager for the IoT business development headquarters, and things are going quite smoothly. Now I'd like to talk about the enterprise market. This year, for fiscal 2017, we have two major directions pursued. We have XGen, which was already explained. It's a cross-generational approach, and there's a variety of different technologies that are converged together to solidly provide security to our customers. Next, we have the managed security services, and we're going to be enhancing our collaboration with our partners. There have been global partners like AWS, VMware, and Amazon, and Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud, and so on, and we'll continue. And we also have IBM and Fujitsu and other system integrators, and we are also working with Otsuka Corporation and other partners as well. But in addition to that, we have the MSS companies that are going to work with us in providing managed security services. This is the situation for XGen. Eva has already explained about this. And to repeat myself, from the left-hand side, we have smart. In other words, conventional technologies and new technologies are converged together. And it's not possible to solve with just one technology all the problems that exist. There are areas where you excel at and others where you do not. So you need to combine different technologies. And it's necessary to converge different technologies to realize offerings to our customers. So the cross-generational approach is emphasized here. And then we have the explanation of the hybrid and the user defense and so on. And in regard to network defense, user protection, and hybrid cloud security, we're going to have a more converged and more optimized technologies that are combined together so that we can offer greater value, so that optimal solutions can be offered to our customers. And then to the far right, all of our products are going to be integrated and in an automated manner. From a single point to other areas, there's going to be auto generation and emergency response. And in regard to the hybrid infrastructure protection, HIP, our net sales on a year-over-year basis has seen a 32% growth. And in terms of customers, we have increased the number of customers by 29% on a year-over-year basis, especially in the public sector. We have worked together with the integrated play, and our solutions are integrated and solutions are offered in the form of the connected threat defense, abbreviated as CTD. And we have been able to secure large deals here. And with collaboration with our MSS partners, we have the deep discovery for the SOC area. And we have expanded on this. Furthermore, with our global partner VMware, starting from 2012, we have continued to be awarded the Global Partner Innovation Award. And from this year, we have been able to be awarded as the Global Partner, indicating what's a strong partnership we have between us and VMware. And also, we have made the announcement about the fact that we are now going to be able to accommodate a Google Cloud platform with deep security. Meanwhile, NFV is going to be very important. The network environment is changing, and we have been explaining about the network security technology that we are offering in this area. Next, the user protection area. Here as well, we have heard about ransomware, and our virus buster business security service has been increasing on a year-over-year basis. It has gone up by 26%. And for the local governments, with a partnership with NTT, we have a policy manager, and we have been working together with NEC on this to stop various attempts from taking place against local governments. We have started with NEC and with Hitachi. We have worked forward, and we have also worked with Alexela, and also there's the partnership with Fujitsu. And then for Office 365, we have the CAS, Cloud Application Security, that goes beyond the metropolitan area network, and it will go over 10,000 users and covering. And also there has been an informal agreement that we have this big deal that will cover over 100,000 nodes. And then we also have for cyber attacks, there are security business that we have increased in the mail and web and gateway area. On a year-over-year basis, we have increased this by 20%. In the consumer area, we continue our vision. Enjoy your digital life safely as a family. From the left-hand side, we have been focusing on the home network security. We have looked at IoT devices, and we've been providing products. We've also looked at the X-Gen area, and for the consumer products as well, for commercial products, we have X-Gen technology offered. And also, for the protection of digital lifestyles, there's flexible support services that's going to be substantiated upon. So these are the three main areas of emphasis for us. And for consumer business in both global and domestic. First of all, in domestic area, we have GfK data, and in Q2 it was a 44% share that we had in the domestic market, but in Q2 it's 54%, so we have increased by 10% our market share in the domestic market. And as for our 54% share, in terms of net sales, when it comes to the net sales share of Trend Micro, it's a 69% share at the stores. We have increased each quarter, and from consumers, the unit prices that are paid to us have increased, and support services have been purchased by a greater number of users. And furthermore, in the domestic market, for the mobile phone sales outlets, the virus buster has been recommended so that when people buy their smartphones, they also buy products for their Macintoshes or for their PCs, and they may order virus busters at the mobile phone stores. And so we have been able to generate a new channel through the retail stores for mobile phones to sell Virus Buster. And we have been using a character called Crook in line to help sell our products. And also the Macintosh utility applications for optimization of memory and disk cleanup and file scanning and so on are being carried out by this solution. And in US and Europe, sales have been growing steadily, so that now we have sales of over 100 million. And there's quite a lot of Macintosh users on a global basis, and although the product is over $100, the sales has increased for these utility applications for the Mac. With that concludes my report. Thank you very much for your attention.